So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 home defeat to Royston in the league. Davo, your unbeaten run comes to an end, but probably on the balance of play, just about a fair reflection. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would. That's no criticism of the lads. You know, they're a good side. They're near the top of the league. If they win their games now, you know, they're well in with a shout of winning the league. And we've given them a hell of a tough game. I don't think they'll say anything less than that. We gave them a tough game, and I'm still, you know, I'm very proud of the lads. The performance was decent. It was decent. We didn't play our best. We didn't create loads and loads, but nor did they. And they've got some good players. You know, they're spending an awful lot of money. They've got players from much higher levels, and you know, we couldn't dream of getting players in like that at this club. And yet, we've more than matched them. So, I think a draw might have been about fair, but if anyone was going to win it, they deserve to edge it.
And first half, you say a draw would have been a fair result possibly. First half, it was extremely even. Very little for either keeper to do, to be perfectly honest. Possibly a good chance at the end. You could have come in at half-time 1-0 up with a Jack French half-volley from sort of 25, 30 yards, and the keeper's made a good save. But other than that, fairly even.
Yeah, it was sort of end-to-end a little bit, wasn't it, without ever really getting in the final in the either box. So, it's disappointing that we've lost. I mean, we've had a lovely little run, 4 games of 3 wins and a draw, and it's absolutely no disgrace to lose to Royston. And, you know, good luck to them. I think they might go on and win it. I personally thought they're the best side that's come here, certainly of late. Much more threatening than St Ives and Rushton, to be fair. And on reflection, just about, they probably deserve to just about edge it. But what a good pat on our back that is, that we've more than matched them, and signs for us to carry on building like we are, and we can take confidence from it without a doubt.
And you must be delighted with how far you've come as a squad. I say in some interviews, watching the team before previously, and this was a game today, most definitely in that category, where previously, in previous games, months, you would have, at 2-0, you maybe would have gone on and lost the game 3-4, 5-0. And it's a credit to what you've drilled into the players in terms of coming back into the game and giving everything they've got right until the death and actually nicking one back. And had there been maybe 3-4 minutes more, I feel that you may well have gone and got something.
Yeah, without a doubt. I've said a few times to the lads, you know, sometimes we'll go places and give a really good account of ourselves, and then a goal or something will go not quite our way, and we'll sort of roll over and have our bellies tickled. I always say that to them. We go away with lots of pats on the back. Yeah, well done, Fleet. Good game for 70 minutes, 80 minutes. And then we fold and lose 3 or 4 nil. So, yeah, it was a good little question mark answered, really, that even though we've been on these good runs and we've been ahead in most of the games, you know, we went behind, stayed in the game. You know, it was 0-0 at half time. A goal goes in, we keep going, keep battling away. We sort of throwing men forward, changed the shape completely. We ended up with just me at the back, really, at the end. So yeah, we didn't capitulate. We kept going, and in the end forced a good equaliser from Chalky, the lad. We can't stop scoring. Like I said, if we'd have had one more chance, I think we might have scored, because we've certainly put some pressure on. They looked a bit shaky, and to see a team right up there running balls into corners and stuff like that is always it's always a good sign in a way that teams feel the need to do that.
And you say obviously Chalky scoring again today, a little bit of misfortune on Simba for being injured, and Chalky stepped in, but I think that's 8 goals in 4 games now, and you must be absolutely delighted with the way he stepped into that role.
I am, yeah. I mean, he hadn't contributed a lot of goals up to now. Been playing a bit wider, but you know, goals and assists haven't been been making many of those. And then we put him up front, which I know he can do. There's no doubt about that. I've played him up front before, but he looks absolutely electric in front of goal, and long may that continue. Really pleased for him. He's a nice lad, a good lad, and a great attitude, and he's showing everybody what he can do, and we're delighted to have him.
And another home game on Tuesday. You welcome Aylesbury, who you went there very early in the season and nicked a draw at their place after being 3-1 down, I think, with about 10 or 15 minutes left to play. So you must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, they're yeah, they're still in with a shout of the playoffs. They've got a few games in hand. Excuse me, they're a good side. We went there and played very well. I think it was a good game, wasn't it? It was 3-3. So yeah, we'll look forward to that game. I've seen one or two comments from them, slightly disrespectful for people on their forum and stuff, that we looked an absolutely dreadful team at Aylesbury United, which is a bit unfair. Bearing in mind what what had happened that week at Aylesbury, it was a funny old game. So hopefully they do come thinking that we're going to be as poor as they so-called say we are. But we'll look forward to it. You know, as I said, they're on a good run, and a long old trek for them on a Tuesday. Let's hope they come and a bit weary from it.
And a little bit strange doing an interview today. It's a little bit flat. It's one of those games where you've lost the game, but you're probably maybe not too disappointed because you've played extremely well. It just seems a little bit different to the interviews that we maybe normally
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, we've lost a game. You know, we've lost a lot of games this year, and we've done interviews, and we've probably been sounding more upbeat than we are now. But I think that's a measure of how far we've come, though. Like I said, it's to lose and be really disappointed, to narrowly lose to a side who are looking to win the league, and there to be only a narrow margin of difference between the two sides. But that's what's disappointing. One of the lads walked off saying, you know, it's easier to lose 3-0 sometimes because you think you're so near but so far away. But we've got lots to be positive about, lots to be pleased about. Team's coming on nicely. I mean, we're without Liam Gilbert today, who's been immense for us for the last month or so. He'll be back for Tuesday, which is good. So, yeah, you know, we're without a key cog in our success recently today, and yet we still... we still gave a good account of ourselves. So lots to be positive about. I do feel a bit flat, as do you, with your questions you're asking. But, you know, we'll dust ourselves down and in cold light of day assess it. And I think we'll all be pretty pleased with a lot of things that happened today. Lacked a bit of quality. Pitch was difficult, a bit bouncy. It's nice and flat at the start, but it's got dry now and it's a bit bouncy. But... Not for the want of trying, and credit to Brian, he's got it in as good a state as he could. Some of the games we've played on it, to be in the state it is a credit to him. But it is a bit bouncy, and it makes it difficult to play. But I look forward to Tuesday, and we'll put this to bed, and hopefully we can start another little run. No one would have put us down for a win today or anything today, and we've not been far away from getting something.
Well done on your performance today, and best of luck for Tuesday in the Aylesbury game.
Cheers, mate.